something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, well, what's that sound?
Greetings. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, July the 5th, 2015. I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Haile Selassie I Rastafari community for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God, the queendom of goddess in heaven, right here, right now on this earth, the kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to scientific peace by allying ourselves with, aligning ourselves with the science of the universe, overturning this wicked, unscientific system, and being the facilitators of the New Jerusalem. Peace on earth through understanding that the whole of we are Allah, the whole of we are Christ, the whole of we are the atom, the whole of we must walk together and not walk alone, but walk with each other, love one another, have concern for one another. So that was Buffalo Springfield. Stop, children, what's that sound? There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. The weapons industry, the war industry, the CIA, the FBI, the President of the United States, Republican or Democrat, senators and Congress people, causing our minds to be unclear as to why we're going to war, to keep us in a fog, to keep us confused so that we would be more susceptible, whether actually on the battlefield with the gun or at home supporting those on the battlefield with the gun. When the whole of the narrative for warfare and bloodshed is fictitious, all wars are manufactured to control land, wealth, and resources and control people. This song further says, I think it's time we stop. children, what's that sound? Everybody, look what's going down. So stop. Open your ears. Listen. Open your eyes. See that this whole construct is a fictitious narrative. The president, whether Republican or Democrat, is controlled by the same House of Rothschild who support all sides. The House of Rothschild, they arm all sides, support all sides. All they want to do is control the economy, control the money, control wealth, control resources. Further on this song, there's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds, getting so much resistance from behind. So you see young people rose up in the 60s, and you see young people rising up in these days and times with the Black Lives Matter movement. Tired of police shooting black people, men and women, down dead in the streets. Also tired of the system in general. Tired of warfare and bloodshed. And there is some resistance. But the youth are not going to back down. Paranoia strikes deep. Into your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. You step out of line, the men come and take you away. Is that not the condition we have been living in since 9/11? A condition of paranoia, a condition of fear, always talking about some terrorist here, some terrorist there, when we know that these terrorist plots are CIA orchestrated, manufactured, created. Even when you look at what is going on in Egypt. In Egypt, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIS has invaded portions of Egypt. It took me a while to remember. The color revolution was created and orchestrated by the CIA in 2008, I believe it was. That was right about the time of the election of Barack Obama to the presidency of the United States of North America. And so you see how the CIA working plans and working actions that coincide with the elections for the presidency. This is Obama's CIA, sisters and brothers. This is Obama's FBI. This is Obama's Fraternal Order of the Police. It will be Hillary's if she's elected. It will be, is it Mitt Romney? Is he trying to run again? It will be his if he's elected in the new cycle. But 2008, these color revolutions were created. That was CIA orchestrated. CIA trained those who would be so-called activists. And they went all over the Middle East, orchestrating left-wing coups of governments. And in Egypt, one of those left-wing coups orchestrated by the CIA occurred in Egypt because Hosni Mubarak would not use his military to kill and destroy in Iraq. And so Hosni Mubarak was not a good man, but after a while he had his limits. So America, Britain, etc. said, well, time to get rid of Hosni Mubarak. And so they had a left-wing coup. They put in, is it Mohamed Morsi? I've not called his name in a while. I believe Mohamed Morsi. Muslim Brotherhood. Now, apparently, the Muslim Brotherhood is working with ISIS, Al-Nusra, Al-Qaeda. Because when Mohamed Morsi got into office, he played to the left wing. He played to those sincere youth that wanted a change in Egypt. But after having attained the office of president, prime minister, whatever the title is, head of state in Egypt, we find that Mohamed Morsi began to almost secretly work with Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIS type people, and pledge his army to help ISIS in Syria, and also pledge his military to do wickedness in Ethiopia. So he outlived his usefulness, and the people, there was a military coup, and Sisi, who was in Washington, D.C., getting his orders from Washington, D.C., to come in and overthrow Mohamed Morsi, that occurred. Sisi, I believe I have his name correct, Sisi is in office now. But all of a sudden, Sisi is hanging out with Russia just right now, recently. The head of state, Sisi, I pray I have his name correct, the current head of state in Egypt was hanging out with Russia. So I find it very curious that at the time that the current head of state is making friendship with Russia and Vladimir Putin, all of a sudden now the CIA created Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIS is invading parts of Egypt. And when you understand that Mohamed Morsi led the Muslim Brotherhood to work with ISIS against Syria and to work with terrorist groups in Ethiopia doing the bidding of the CIA, then you can understand why ISIS wants to come into Egypt, because Mohamed Morsi's in jail and many Muslim Brotherhood people are in jail. This has nothing to do with Islam. This has to do with understanding politics and understanding how it's poverty and impoverishment driving people to join groups and join factions and join cliques that are full of disorder, chaos, and destruction. Now, what we want is life. We want life at the highest level. And I want to go over again this construct of understanding how the universe works, so that we may prepare ourselves and prepare the youth and the babies to overtake this terrible system, eliminate poverty, impoverishment, and ensure that every human being has access to the science of the universe, which is L-I-F-E, life. Now, there is an article. I did this last session. I want to do it again this session with the cube. And I also want to go to the pyramid. These are scientific representations of the universe and the scientific study of the universe. When you look at the Kaaba in Saudi Arabia, is a cube, a black stone, but a cube represents the universe. When you look in Egypt, the African Kemites in Kemet, today we call Kemet Egypt, constructed the pyramids to replicate their scientific study and understanding of the universe and the throne of the Almighty. Now, this article, The Cubes of Sapphire, Things They Never Told You About the Ten Commandments, written by Jason C.N. Jordan. This man talks about the tablets of stone on which the Ten Commandments were written were in reality, according to the Talmud, these were sapphire cubes. Sapphire is the color of blue. And when you check the firmament in Genesis chapter 1, you will come to see crystalline, glass, translucent, blue, red, and other colors, but blue is in the color. The tablets of stone, or the cubes of stone, were the color of sapphire blue to replicate the firmament, which is this clear reality in the universe that holds all of the material, physical, visible fixtures in the universe in place. Sun, moon, stars, planets, Milky Way, etc. Look out there and see they are held in place or are moving in place, but they do not move out of place. Now, I'm not talking about comets, but the stars and the planets and etc. that hold their place. Held in place by the firmament. The firmament or firmament, a clear reality that holds the physical, visible fixtures in place in the heavenly ocean. The heavens are considered waters, the dark water, dark matter from whence we all come. So this sapphire blue, the color of the cubes of stone, written on the cubes of stone, are the Ten Commandments. And the Ten Commandments represent every physical, visible fixture in the universe, and you and I are included. Did not Paul say in the New Testament that we are living epistles written by the, I'm paraphrasing, that we are living epistles written by the hand of the Almighty. You and I are like the inscription, the writing on the sapphire cube stones. We are the Ten Commandments. We are the Old Testament and the New Testament. We are the writing of the prophets. We are the scientific replica of the writing of the universe. We are micro universes, and the universe is the macro. We are the small mini universe, and we are writing the story of the Almighty in this universe. We want to write a good story, a righteous story. We do not want to write a story of our own volition. We do not want to write a narrative of demonic disposition and volition. We want to be the truth and justice epistle, letters, paragraph, sentences, pages, books, volumes written by the hand of the Almighty. So the tablets were cubes of stone representing the universe and representing the throne of the Almighty. In the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verse 3, when examining the throne of the Almighty, you run into words having to do with jasper. Jasper, crystals, homogeneous solid formed by a repeating three-dimensional pattern of atoms, ions, molecules, fixed distances between constituent parts. So when you examine the throne of the Almighty, you are examining crystals and jasper and gems and wealth and resources. Three-dimensional. You are examining atoms and ions and molecules. Also, you run into emerald and beryl. These are hexagonal crystal system. The emerald and the beryl represent a hexagonal crystal system. Hexagon has to do with six sides, right? These are the shapes in the universe, the shapes of the throne of the Almighty. These elements exist. Greatest element in the subset, all elements less or equal to both. Let me see now. When you look at the elements, within the elements is the reality of an element that is greater than the elements, and an element that is less than the elements, but teaching us that the greater than and the lesser than are the same substance. All right. Jesus thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but being humble, I'm paraphrasing, took on human flesh to do the work of the Almighty in human flesh. The thought it not robbery to be equal means the same substance as the Almighty. You and I are from the jasper and the crystals. We are from the cubes. We are from the hexagon, the six-sided, the pyramid. Six-sided type pyramid structure. When you have the cube and you put the four-sided pyramid on top, the top of the cube, the bottom of the pyramid is hidden, but now you have four, you have eight sides, but there are some structures that are six sides, and the six sides are very instrumental. Now let's get back to this cube. We're talking about the various geometrical shapes of the universe, the various realities of the universe that gives us life, that feeds us spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. The Ten Commandments were on cubes of stone, sapphire blue. This article goes on to say that the Ark of the Covenant was a cube as well. Now, the jasper crystals, three-dimensional, cube-shaped. When you go to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2, you see that the face of the waters, the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters. The waters, the heavenly waters from whence we come. The dark water, dark matter from whence we come. Who is the Spirit? Mother, Holy Spirit, the dark energy, dark spirit is moving on the face of the waters. Well, we say the waters is the dark water, dark matter, the original water, heavenly water from whence we all come. The face of the waters is the mass, matter, material, physical, flesh, time, space, continuum, physical universe that came out of the heavenly waters. Every part and parcel and facet of the physical universe is the face of the heavenly waters that Mother Holy Spirit energized and moved upon those waters, the face of the waters. That means Mother Holy Spirit, dark spirit, dark energy, moving in you, moving in me, moving in the earth, moving in the sun, moving in Mars, moving in every part and parcel of every star, every planet, the Milky Way, the whole of the solar system, the whole of the physical flesh universe. Doing what? Energizing this universe, physical universe. Energizing you and me so that we may give life and perpetuate life and propagate life. And so the replica of that scientific reality is the cube. The cube represents that whole reality. Inside the cube is the hidden and unseen dark water, dark matter, the face of the waters, the waters. Inside the cube symbolizes the dark spirit, dark energy that moved on the waters. The outside of the cube is the face of the waters. Your face, my face, the face of every physical being in the physical universe is represented by the six-sided or six-faced cube structure. And the face is the writing. The face is the voice of the hidden and unseen Almighty. And we are speaking and we are writing from the power of the hidden and unseen Almighty Father, dark water, dark matter, and the Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit, dark energy. Now, the point I am making here is that the cube reality is biblical, is scriptural, is Quranic, because the black stone of the Kaaba is cube shaped, and that represents life coming out of blackness, life coming out of the hidden and unseen power. And the six faces of the cube represents every physical, visible, flesh structure in the physical, visible universe, represented by the six sides called six faces. And I'm merging now with this article in the Scientific American written by Lee Smolin, Atoms of Space and Time. And he is talking about this cube structure. And the inside of the cube structure represents the volume of the whole of the universe that is realized and manifested by the six sides or the six faces of the cube that represent the whole of the physical, visible, flesh universe that is from that volume, from that hidden, unseen reality. We come from that hidden, unseen reality. We represent manifestation, fulfillment, personification. We represent the volume in flesh. We represent the power of the Almighty in flesh. But see, this scientist acts as if the scientists originated the cube concept. No, it is scriptural. It is biblical. It is Quranic. And I'm sure you will find the cube structure in other religions of the earth. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.